aren't they? Please turn your Bible to Luke chapter 2. Look at verse 6 and 7. I want to bring a message entitled this morning, Brother Danny. Who is this baby? That's the title of the message. Who is this baby? Glad to see each one of you today. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Luke chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. And so it was, by the way, it always is when God says it's going to be. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished. Are you in Luke 2, 6 with me? That she, talking about Mary, should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful for the wonderful Savior that was born for all mankind approximately 2,000 years ago. And Lord, I pray that everyone here in the sound of my voice and those that will enter in by way of the website through the internet, I pray if they don't know the Savior that was born for them in Bethlehem's manger, I pray after hearing this message, they will turn to Him. And Lord, they would make Him their Savior, their Christ, their Redeemer, their Messiah. And they would grab hold of the great gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank You for the wonderful Savior that You sent and the love that was sent with Him. Help me now, Father, to be a blessing. Help me to do well for You that I might be a blessing to the people. And may Your name be lifted up and exalted and praised to the highest. And we'll praise You in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Thank you. You might be seated. Today I'd like you to give thought to this question. I want to pose a question for you over and over. I'm going to pose a question to you and I want you to give some thought. The question is this. Who is this baby that was born in Bethlehem's manger? A lot of celebration going on right now about the birth of Christ. Who is this baby that was born in the manger? Think with me now. Think with me. A baby that was so important to God that He had a supernatural birth, born of a virgin. Think with me. A birth so special that God foretold and promised His birth in the Holy Scriptures. Yet, there was no room for them in the inn when He came. A birth so miraculous and marvelous that it was heralded by the angels of God, yet shared with the lowly shepherds that were watching over their sheep. A birth that was so spectacular that one, never one like it, nor will there be one after it, like the birth of Jesus Christ. A birth so profound that wise men came from the east seeking to see the child that was born in Bethlehem's manger. By the way, many months, even a year or more after He was born. This birth that took place over 2,000 years ago, or approximately, so great a birth it is, Brother Rod, that not just the wise men were seeking Him after His birth, but even in 2006, Brother Eddie, wise men still seek to see Him. Can anyone say amen? Now the question I want to pose with you today is this, and I want you to ponder this for thought. Who is this baby that was born in Bethlehem's manger? Who is this baby? Matthew 1:23 said He was Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now think about this, folks. The Creator of heaven and earth, God Himself, came down to mankind. I don't know about you, But that to me, that's divine love shown. Galatians 4:4, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son made of a woman. What a demonstration of divine love for you and I, that the creator himself would come down and make himself lower to be man, to redeem man from their fallenness, fallen condition of sin. Amen. Who is that baby in the manger? Matthew 1:21 says Jesus was the one who will save his people from their sins. By the way, Jesus had no sin. He was born sinless so he could die for all our sins. Aren't you glad? 1 Peter 3:18 says he was the just and died for the unjust that he might bring us unto God. You know, man in their sinful condition cannot approach a holy God. That's why Christ had to become born of a virgin and come for you and I. So he could die for our sins, so we could approach a holy God. We approach him through Christ. Amen? We come boldly through him. Who is this baby? Matthew 2:2 says, the wise men of the east called him King of the Jews. That's who that baby was. They came seeking the King of the Jews. Luke 2:38 as records that there was a superscription written above Jesus as he was being crucified, Tom. It was written in Hebrew, it was written in Greek, and it was written in Latin. And here's what the inscription said. King of the Jews! Interesting. People were calling him King of the Jews in the beginning of his life, and also at the end of his life. I wonder today, how many people really know who is that baby that's born in Bethlehem? Amen? Who is this baby? Luke 2:11 says this. It states and gives him, who was born in that Bethlehem manger, three names or three titles in Luke 2:11. If you still got your Bible, you can see Luke 2:11. Notice what it says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David. Calls him three things here. A Savior. Gives him three names, three titles. A Savior, number one, which is Christ, number two. The Lord, number three. Gives him three titles who this person was that was born in Bethlehem's manger. Did you ever think about this? I was talking to a preacher last night. He asked me about that word Emmanuel. He said he might be thinking about preaching something about, I think I'm going to make an outline and give it to him this week and show him some things we can say about it. Amen? I love looking at the scripture, don't you? Emmanuel, God with us. But think about the names of Jesus. You ever think about the names of Jesus? First of all, he was called Emmanuel, and that was a question asked. Why was he called Emmanuel, which means God with us? I said, number one, because the prophets said he would be born and called that. Number two, see, God was wanting to tell man, fallen man, that he came down in the form of a man. Amen? And when you read John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him without anything was made that was made. See, Jesus was the creator. He was God incarnate. He came in the flesh. Amen? But I notice this, when you say Jesus, that's a Greek word. Jesus in the Greek, it's his earthly name. Take Jesus in the Hebrew, it's called Joshua. Joshua and Jesus both mean Savior. Amen? You take the word Christ in the Greek. That word is the heavenly name given to Christ. It means anointed. The anointed of God. Take the word Christ from Greek, take it to Hebrew. It's called Messiah. You see, Christ was the anointed Messiah sent from God. Can anyone say amen? Many times Jesus refers to himself as the Son of Man. Speaks of his humanity. Then also times he's called the Son of God. That speaks of his deity. Earthly, heavenly. Amen? Human, divine. Boy, this boy that was born in Bethlehem, he shares a whole lot of things, isn't he? Who is this child born in Bethlehem's manger? Matthew 3:17, the baby was born, who was called by God the Father, my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Not only is he born in a manger, called God's beloved son, but he's also in John 3:16 states that he's not only my beloved son, he's my only begotten son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You know what he gave him for? You and I. Everyone here in this building, everyone all through the world. Who is this baby born? John the Baptist in 1:29 said, behold, he's the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world. Who is this baby that's born in Bethlehem? Well, John said in 4:10, and he made the statement, he is the living water. You drink of him and you'll never thirst again. Who is this baby born in Bethlehem? John 6:48 proclaims, he's the bread of life. He's the manna which came down from heaven. In John 8:12, who is this baby? He's the light of the world that brings men out of darkness. Who is this baby? John 10:9. He said he's the door to heaven. And the only way you enter is through him. But he's the door to heaven. Who is this baby? My lands. He's the lamb. He's the door. He's the way. My, he's a light. Boy, he's the only begotten son. He's the Christ. Boy, there's a lot of names attributed to this one that was born in Bethlehem. Amen? John 10 says, who is this baby? He's the good shepherd that laid down his life for the sheep. John 14:6 says, this baby that was born in Bethlehem, he's the way, the truth, and the life. Can anyone say amen? No man come to the Father but by him. In John 11:25, who is this baby? Well, that baby that you see in the manger there, he told Martha and Mary, I'm the resurrection and the life. Who is this baby that's born in Bethlehem? He's the true vine. You are the branch and we need to abide in him. Who is this baby born in Bethlehem manger? He is the I am of God. Exodus 3:14. Remember when Moses came to God and said, what's your name, God? And God said, you go back and tell the people of Israel. You tell those precious Jewish people, I am has sent you. It's wonderful that Jesus came, that one born in Bethlehem manger. I am the good shepherd. I am the way. I am the door. I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection of life. I am Alpha and Omega. I am before he was, before Abraham, I am. I mean, he's the I am of the Bible. Who is this baby born in the manger, Brother Rod? He is the Word. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, referring to Christ. Revelation, not only is he the Word, Brother Carey, but in Revelation 19:13, he's called the Word of God. He's the Word. He's the Word of God. Who is that baby born in Bethlehem? Over 700 years before he was born in Bethlehem's manger, the prophet Isaiah declared in Isaiah 9:6, that baby that was born in Bethlehem, he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Can anyone say amen? Amen. Woo! He's all that in that baby manger. Amen? Who's that baby? Who's that baby in the manger? Man, I'm going to tell you one thing. He's wonderful. I'm going to tell you another thing. He's the Counselor of the world. I'm going to tell you another thing. He's the Mighty God you're looking at, the shepherd Saul. Hey, now that he's the Everlasting Father, and he's the Prince of Peace. You want peace? You better go to that one with the manger. He's the Prince of Peace. God bless you, Ken. Your boy's here, Eddie. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's a surprise. You didn't know he was coming. Run back to him real quick if you're going to go, because I got to keep preaching. Man, we got all kinds of surprises today. There's your mama. She's coming. All righty. God bless you. Sit down there with him. Get with your grandbaby. There goes grandpa. Who is that baby they're saying? Now, it's not Jesus, but it's their grandson. Grandbaby, granddaughter. Notice now, who is that baby? I haven't seen Kenny for a long time. We're so glad they're out of town. They live in another state now. So glad. Amen. One of our service boys. Amen? Amen. Brother Art was here last night. I don't know if he's here. Saw Brother Art from the Marines here last night. We love our kids. We love our boys that are in the service. Right. I was talking to a lady the other day and yesterday, and she called about something, and she had visited, and she had been married to a Navy man he had passed away, but he'd been there for over 30 years in the Navy. And I said, we have a Navy vet, Brother Carl McDaniel. I said, man, we love the vets.
You, they're vets. God bless you. By the way, you vets, there was a soldier born for you. I didn't have this down on the paper. I'm glad we worked up to it. There was a soldier born with you for you in Bethlehem's manger. He came to destroy and conquer sin, and he did. And he brought back with him the spoils, and he had given everlasting life to all the. He's a Christian soldier, amen. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. And this is a victory, even our faith. The Bible says in 1 John 5. Notice, Brother Rod, as I go back to it now. Who is this one born in Bethlehem's manger? Brother Mike, he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Who is this one born in the manger in Bethlehem? According to Song of Solomon 2:1, he's the Rose of Sharon and he's the Lily of the Valley. That's who he is. Can anyone say amen? Who is this one that's born in the manger? Revelation 22:16 says he's the bright and morning star. I'm glad I've got the light from him. Amen. Who is this one that's born in Bethlehem manger? He is called faithful and true. Revelation 2:13 says this one born in the manger, he is Alpha and Omega. This one that was born in the manger, he's Alpha and Omega. That word Alpha and Omega means he was the beginning and the end. That means he always was. See, when even though he was born in a manger, he always was. He's the beginning and the end. I'll tell you, you want to look to someone that was been born, look to the Alpha and Omega, Jesus Christ. Amen? He's the beginning and the end. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Who is this born in Bethlehem? In Bethlehem's manger. He's the gift of God. Yeah. I was recording the book of Romans last night, chapter 1. And I came across this word ignorance. I'm going to be bringing a message called A World in Ignorance. I looked that word up, followed every reference. You know what's sad, Brother Josh? People have, they know about the story of Christ being born for them, but they don't have the truth that applies to them. How many people have come through these doors of Bethel Baptist Church? And all through the world for that matter. Some of you. How many of you will celebrate Christmas in just a few days? 8 days, I think, so somewhere in there. And you'll celebrate Christmas and you open up Christmas gifts. And I'm not against that. I'll have some for my kids. But what the sad part is, Bob, people will open up gifts and I'm not against that. I'm all for that. But Brother Carey, they'll fail to open up the gift of God. See, when Christ came down and was born in Bethlehem, get this in your heart. This is a real truth from heaven. When Jesus came down from heaven, born in Bethlehem's manger, God was literally reaching out and reaching down and reaching out, saying, "Here's my gift to you. Here's my gift to you. Here's my gift to you. My gift to you. Here's my gift to you. Here's my gift to you." Now watch this. Brother Carey, he says, Brother Carey, here's my gift to you. Will you take my gift? Take my gift. See, it helped Brother Carey because he took the gift. How many people, Mr. Karen, will you take the gift of God? Thank you. Amen. You just both got eternal life. Man. See, God came down in the form of a man, born of a baby in the manger of a virgin called Mary. It's not Mary that saves you. It's the child that she bore.
Mary had sins. Jesus came down for her as much as he did you and I, because all of us are condemned with sin in us. There's none righteous. No. And what happens, Brother Carey? The majority of the people this year and down through the years since Christ has been born. Bobby, the gift has been there. See, it's not the Christmas tree. It's Christ. More people care. I'm not trying to destroy you. Please don't misread me. I don't care if you have a Christmas tree or not. Rosie puts them up every year. I don't do it, but she does. I don't care. She wants to put amen. I don't even put a bulb on it. You say, oh, you're the Scrooge. No, I'm not against it. I don't care about that. I mean, hey, I'm a man. It's a guy thing. Trying to get some of you guys off the hook today. But see, what I care more about, that you get the gift. You know, I got a few gifts for my kids. Not a lot, but I got a few gifts. And I guarantee you that when we meet on Christmas Day, and by the way, the biggest ones come before the little ones. They want their gifts. And they get mad because I get the little ones more than them. Amen. They say, Dad, forget our kids. Just worry about us. I'm not kidding you, Nancy. I'm not kidding. Those big kids, they said, forget the little kids. We want more. Wouldn't it be sad if I bought a gift for Brother David, both Daves and Tammy and Shannon, and they came and they never took them and opened them? Yeah, he's laughing because ain't no way, Jose. I'm saying this for a reason. You say, well, only an idiot would not open his gift. It's a free gift. Yep. Man. It's given with love. Yep. And all they have to do is receive it. Yep. All they have to do is open up the package, like open up their heart to it. Yep. And they are recipient and blessed by the gift. The sad part about that, Brother Bobby, those gifts that they're going to get about a week from now, a little over a week from now, they're temporal. Some of Lukey's toys that he gets 8 days from now will be broke that day. They're not Lukey-proof. I don't think an Abram tank is Lukey-proof. You can't buy him something that's Lukey-proof. He'll destroy anything or anyone that gets in his way. I love Lukey, my grandson. He likes the nicest stuff. But what I'm saying is this. They're temporal. The fun only lasts for a few moments, and then it's over. And many, if you that have had children, some of you were throwing presents away from last year to make room for the toys for this year. Dave said, wait, Dad, I got to fill the dumpster up from all the stuff you got in last year so I have room for them this year. One year, Dave and Chandler, Ray, when we moved them from Columbiana back here, Ray Ray had presents that she never even opened that I got her the year before. I said, take them out. I'll use them this year. Hello? But you'd say, why would a person turn down a free gift? I don't know. But they do. And the sad part is, they turn down a gift that lasts forever. It's not temporal. It's eternal in the heavens. And they turn down a gift that they can have, Robert, Rod, and be blessed and be saved from eternal hell, have all their sins forgiven, and a Savior and a lifetime of eternity in the splendor of New Jerusalem. Can anyone say amen? Amen. And Brother Carl, it's amazing how the world will seek after all the things of the world and let the greatest gift of all go by. I told the lady last night that asked Christ as her Savior, I said, you just got the greatest Christmas gift you're ever going to receive. You got the gift of Christ. Who is that baby born in Bethlehem's manger? He's the gift of God. By the way, have you received God's gift? And I didn't say if you knew about him. Have you opened up God's present? Have you taken the Christ which God set for you so you can have you taken him? The Bible says Jesus came unto his own, the Jewish people, but as many, he came unto his own received him not, but as many as received him now, John 1:12, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. Anyone, Jew or Gentile now, can come to Christ and have eternal life if you'll just put your faith in him. Who was that baby born? He's a gift of God. Who is that baby born? He's the Messiah. He's the Master. He's the Just One. He's the Holy One sent from God. Who's that one born in the manger? Isaiah 53:2 says, he's the root out of dry ground, which no one desires. Who is that Savior that came from in Bethlehem? He's our mediator, our redeemer, our sacrifice, and hallelujah, he's our propitiation. Can anyone say amen? Who is that Savior born in Bethlehem? He is our justification, our sanctification, our wisdom, our righteousness, and hallelujah, our eternal redemption. Who is that baby born in Israel? He's the hope of Israel. One day, see, one ignorance that the world has, I'll show you when we do that message someday. One hope, the scripture says, that blindness in part. So don't be ignorant of this in Romans chapter, I think it's 11:3, that blindness in part might be 10:9. Can't remember exactly. It's not 10:9. It's Romans, I think, 11. It says blindness in part has happened to Israel. What happened? What do you mean, preacher? What's wrong? Right now, most of the Jewish people, they can't really see, even though he came for them, they can't see it. They have a blindness. Don't look down on the Jewish people. They're the apple of God's eye. Every Christian ought to love Israel. You ought to love the people of Israel. By the way, thank God for the Jewish people. They gave us our Savior. They gave us our Bible. I'm amazed when people talk down about Jewish people. You ought to thank God for those Jewish people. By the way, God told Abraham, I'll bless them and bless you and curse them and curse you. The Jewish people are not a curse. They're a blessing. Remember that. That's why America's been blessed. And if America ever takes their hand, that's one of the reasons why America's been blessed. If America ever takes their hands off of Israel, protecting her and standing by her, we're in trouble. Who is that baby born in Bethlehem's manger? He's the hope of Israel. And one day the blindness will come off. And they will see him as their Messiah. He's the hope of the Gentiles. Praise God. He grafted us. He let us be grafted. We're not the true vine, but we've been grafted in. Don't be high-minded. We just got grafted in. He's the rock of Israel. He's the rock of ages. He's our refuge and hiding place. Who is that baby in the manger? He's our comfort. He's our joy. He's our peace. Can anyone say amen? Who is that baby in the manger? He's our cornerstone. He's our great high priest. He's the shepherd and bishop of our souls. 1 Peter 2:25. And Roddy, he's the captain of our salvation. Hebrews 2:10. Can anyone say amen? Listen, I'm all done. There's not enough descriptive words that I can say in a message. You couldn't write enough books about the baby that was born in the manger.
But I'll tell you what the greatest thing is that I think. And there's all kinds of adjectives and great words we could say about him. I just said a few today. By the way, there's a whole lot more. My favorite word for him is Savior. That's why they called him Jesus. The Hebrew word calls him Joshua. By the way, when you study the book of Hebrews, you'll see Joshua. They're referring to Joshua, and referring back to the Old Testament about Joshua in the New Testament, in the book of Hebrews, and he's called Jesus. Are you with me? Notice that both mean Savior. Have you got the Savior? Have you got the Savior? That's why he came. He was born so the world could have a Savior. Two questions. He was born for you personally. He wants to be your Savior. And the question is this. What have you done with the baby born in the manger? Who is that baby born? I just told you a few things about him today. What have you done with that baby born in the manger? Not enough just to have a head knowledge. What have you done with them in your life? Have you received them as your personal Savior? And Christians, have you told others about them? What have you done? What have you done? The person that's never trusted him as Savior needs to take him and embrace him as their Savior today. We sang that song. Debbie had the kids sing. Man, I got so excited. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Boy, I could just see him, Debbie. I pictured him, Roddy. I know he's not a baby now, but at the time, I just pictured people coming to see him. And boy, I can't wait that we can get around Bobby Clifford one day. We can adore him, Bobby. We can praise him. We can say, praise God, I'm glad you're my Savior. And I think the trouble with most people, Brother Steve, that are Christians, they don't adore him. We don't love him like we should. We don't exalt him like we should. We don't praise him like we should. I've been taking a whole month just preaching Christmas. Some of you are probably getting more of these Christmas messages. I got two more to preach yet. And a little lick tonight yet. I might even preach in January. We'll figure it out. I don't know. Man, that guy just, for one solid month, preacher just preaching Christmas messages. Because I want you to know there was a Savior born. It's more than Xmas trees. And after Thanksgiving, after giving green light special sales, and the day before Christmas sales, and the Christmas trees and light bulbs, and Santa Claus is coming to town. No, Jesus has already came. And by the way, he came from the north. And he did have red and white because he was white with purity and he shed the red blood for my sins and for yours. Oh, come, let us adore. The shepherds did, Brother Carey. The shepherds came and adored him. The wise men got there as soon as they could. I wonder this year, as we celebrate the birth of Christ, will we come and adore him? What have you done with the baby that was born in Bethlehem? Heavenly Father, thank you for the time we've had in the Word of God. Pray, dear God, that we would understand probably the greatest sacrificial gift ever given, no doubt it was, when God gave his only Son, his only begotten Son, to be born of a virgin, and later, 33 years later, to go up to Calvary's Hill and to die and agonize for 6 hours from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 6 hours suffering for mankind to pay for all their sins. Lord, I know it has to break your heart. You sent down the gift. And every year, Christmas is celebrated. Yet
millions and millions, the majority of people, although they go through the celebration of Christmas, they never know the true meaning of Christmas. And they miss, and they leave behind the gift of God that came down from heaven. Who was that baby in the manger of Bethlehem? It was Christ the Lord. God's gift. The gift of eternal life. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed this morning, before we go home, how many could say, Pastor, there was a day in my life I realized I was a lost sinner going to hell. And preacher, I asked Christ to come in my heart. I've taken God's gift. I've got the gift of eternal life. Could you raise that hand? I know if I die, I go to heaven. I've got that gift. I've got the gift. Thank you. You may put them down. Would there be any here today that say, preacher, I don't have the gift, but I'd like to take the gift of God. It's really real. It's not a made-up story. It's real. He came and He's coming back. Please have the gift. Don't die without the gift. He loves you. He loves you with all His heart. He came just for you. Don't miss the gift of Christmas. He was the baby born in Bethlehem. Just for you and me. You'd say, Pastor, pray for me. I need that gift. Would you pray for me? I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you, but say, pray for me. I need that gift. Who'd raise their hand and say, pray for me? I'm really not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I don't have that gift of eternal life through Christ. Pray for me. I see that hand. Yes. God bless you. Anyone else? Lift it up high where a preacher can see it. I might miss your hand. I think I see one right there. Yes, sir, I see that. God bless you. That took courage. God bless you for doing that. It takes a man to look himself and say, man, I need Christ. Who else? Pray for me. I need that gift. How many Christians would say, preacher, I got that gift, but I've not really been telling a whole lot of people about it. Pray for me, I'd be a better witness. Yes, 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 yes. God bless you. God bless you, ma'am. Yes, yes, sir. Heavenly Father, I tried to do what you told me to do. I know it has to be the Holy Spirit now that draws all people unto Christ. I pray that, Lord, I saw at least one or two hands and maybe more that said they need the gift of God. And I pray that you'll bring them today and they'll fall on their knees and they'll ask Christ to come in their heart and life and be their Savior. And they'll receive that wonderful gift that God sent. Wrapped. It was wrapped. Not in paper, but in swaddling clothes. Wasn't in a tree. Was in a manger. Pray today. Christians also will get a burden. We that have that gift to tell everyone about it. That we'd be like the shepherds after we've seen them. We'd spread abroad all that we saw. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. Let's sing a verse. If you'd like to come, you come now. For any reason, you come right now. Thank you. He came down because he loves you. He came down because you had to have a Savior. And you couldn't save yourself. Would you just bow your heads for a moment? Every head bowed. Rosie, keep playing softly. You that raised your hand said, "Preacher, I need that gift." Would you look up at me just for one moment? You meant that, didn't you, sir? You did. You, young lady, you meant that, didn't you? Why don't you come right now? No one's looking. These people will show you how you can get that gift. Step out right now. That's right. That's right. Just come right now. That's right. Amen. Amen. I'll meet you in the front.
Amen.
Amen. Who else would like to get the gift? Oh, I'll do it later, preacher. No, you won't. He's tugging at your heart right now. See, God don't always call. A lot of people say, "Well, I'll do it. And I'll decide. I'll think about it." No, you only can get saved when God calls, and He only calls through the preaching of His Word, the Spirit of God. By the way, who says you're ever going to get another opportunity to hear the call? That's why He said, "Today is a day of salvation. Now is the time." Not asking you to join the church. I just want you to get the gift. I just want you to get the gift so you can go to heaven. Because I love you and I care about you. But more than that, the Messiah loves you. The Messiah cares. The Savior of the world. Yeshua. The one that Isaiah talked about. The one that Jeremiah talked about. The one that Micah talked about. All the Old Testament prophets. You see, that one, Brother Carey, that was born in Bethlehem, he's just not talked about in the New Testament. He's all through the Old Testament too. Isaiah even talked about he'd be led to the slaughter. Isaiah 53, talking about Calvary's cross. We're going to sing one more verse. If you'd like to come for any reason, you come right now. I'm going to leave you with this last thought. We're not going to sing anymore. I'm all done. But I want, there was a lady that came. I just picked this up and I got a thought from it. I always get thoughts, don't I? There was a lady that came to Jesus in John chapter 4, John chapter 5, John chapter 4. And she was thirsty. And she said, I want some water. And Jesus said, "Drink of me. And I'm the everlasting water. You drink of me, you'll never thirst again." And He's the living water that came down from heaven. When you ask Him into your heart, He comes in. and that longing and that void and that thirst, inner thirst, saying, boy, I wish I knew God. It's gone away because when I asked Jesus to come to my heart, I got God into my heart. I never knew God until I asked Jesus into my heart because Jesus was God. That's why the scripture says, he that knoweth the Father knoweth the Son. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Before we go, you might want to say this. I'm not going to come to you and we're going to leave. But I want to give you, there might be some here today. It's too hard for you to walk the aisle. God sees you right where you're at. And he knows your heart. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right where you're standing right now, that very spot that you're standing, if you would lift your heart up to God and ask him to save you, he would. I did this years ago. If you'd like to have that gift, you could say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sin. Jesus, I believe you died for me. I believe you arose. And Jesus, I believe you're in heaven now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Save my soul from hell. Take me to heaven when I die. Lord, right now, the best way I know, by faith, I'm taking the gift of God. I want that gift that you gave from heaven. Lord, come into my heart. Be my Savior. I'm trusting you right now to take me to heaven. And I'm receiving the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Amen. With our heads bowed, we're going to leave in just one moment. Did anyone say that prayer? Lift your hand if you said it. Anyone who never said it? Yes, sir. I see that. Anyone else? I said that prayer, preacher. By the way, if you didn't and you wanted to, you can turn to God in your car. I was at my home. I was in front of an old green couch when I asked Christ to save me. Had religion, but I didn't have salvation. Oh, this would be the most greatest Christmas of all if you had the gift of God. You see, it wouldn't matter if you got any gifts at all. If you got God's gift, you'd have the greatest gift that mattered forever. You could have all the gifts in the world, but if you don't have God's gift, you don't have anything. Don't miss out. Don't miss out on that one that was born in Bethlehem just for you. Tonight, the choir is at 7 o'clock.